Hey friend, welcome to this episode of What's the Truth with me, your host, Jessica Hoddle. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different, and I'm going to start doing these truth talks just as topics come on my heart that I just want to get out to you unedited, unfiltered, no intro, no outro, no music, just some truth. Today I wanted to give you permission to feel. This keeps coming up in my own inner circle and just people that I'm talking to and working with of we tend to just go through the motions. And as believers, we tend to put a faith band-aid on it and we say really cute Christian things and they might be the truth, but the reality is sometimes that although God is bigger than our circumstance and although God is good and all of those are truths and you're going to get through this season and things are going to look different and you won't be here forever. I understand all of those things. But what happens though when we ignore a need in our daily lives, we continue to suppress them. And what happens is those feelings or unmet needs or communicated needs become overwhelmed. They can easily become, feelings of anxiousness, or they can continue to build on one another. And so I wanted to read you 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. And it's a popular scripture I'm sure that you've heard of. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God." And here's the key part, is that bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So here's the deal. The most important thing is that it doesn't say to ignore the thoughts that come your way. And this is the same thing with feelings. Key takeaway today is that as you give yourself permission to feel, maybe you need to communicate to your husband that there's this need that needs to be met. Here's the deal. Maybe you're in a season where both of you and raising kids, it's just crazy. But that doesn't mean that you can't acknowledge the need and bring it to light instead of harboring it and trying to just push through. You can honor a feeling of sadness, right? But the kicker is feelings are not a sin. It's what you do with those feelings that matter. Again, feelings are not a sin. It's what you do with those feelings that matter. Because feelings are not our God, He is. And so we get to take every thought captive. It doesn't say to ignore the thoughts. And this can go with the same thing as feelings, is they all interconnect with one another between brain and body. And so we have to make sure that we are taking thoughts captive and making them obedient to Christ. So when it talks about imaginations, when it talks about every high thing that exalts itself, guess what? Where that's happening? It's happening in our mind. And so when I say give yourself permission to feel, right now, I just want you to take a moment, whether you're outside walking, running, working out, you're in the car, you're at a red light, just take a moment and just check in with yourself. Come to the present. You know, maybe you're in the car, your hands are on the steering wheel, you're chewing gum, or you're whatever it is, like bring yourself back to the moment of where you are right now. Stop. What are you feeling? What are you thinking about? And honor that for a moment. I feel sad. I feel happy. I feel joyful. I feel upset about this, or acknowledge what needs in your heart do you feel like you just keep pushing aside and pushing aside because you got to push through and you got to plow through. And maybe that's the season. But again, it doesn't mean we don't get to acknowledge. And I think that's why so many people, especially believers, we're just pushing through because we know that God is bigger and we know this season won't last forever, which is true. But it's causing us to have overwhelm and it's causing us to strive instead of just taking a moment to check in. What is our body trying to communicate with us? What thoughts are coming my way that are not my own that I should be taking into captivity and making them obedient to Christ? Our spiritual weapons were designed for the purpose of taking every thought captive and making them obedient. What a powerful phrase. Our spiritual weapons are powerful. See, Jesus wept. Jesus had compassion. Jesus had righteous anger, but Jesus could not sin. And so we tend to easily partner with the flesh, or we partner with the spirit. And Romans, and Paul talks about this in Romans, in what happens with that. But I think we're afraid to feel, because again, healing comes in layers. And so if we have to feel in this moment, we tend to go, I can't deal with this right now. And so we become disassociated with what's going on in our brain and in our body. And so we tend to write off, you know, oh, I have a headache or a stomach ache or all these things that our emotions and our thoughts and our feelings are causing, because we're keeping them stored up instead of communicating them and talking about them. Now, again, I'm not saying to go just vent on Facebook and to puke all your feelings out. I want it to be in a healthy way, with a friend that can just listen and communicate with a person that you need to talk to and say, hey, I just need to get this off my chest. I know that these things might not be true, but maybe you can help me work through them. Maybe you can help me process what's going on. Or maybe you need to go to your husband and say, this is what's going on. I just need to get it out. I know our season's busy right now, but I need to communicate what I'm feeling. Acknowledge that your feelings are real and that they're a part of your story right now. Validate them. They're true. It's what you're going through, and that is okay. So today, I want to encourage you, wherever you are right now, take just one minute, set a timer if you have to. What am I feeling? What do I need? What is God's truth? Who can I communicate this to and talk to somebody about? Because you don't have to do this alone. Remember that feelings are not a sin. What you do with those feelings is what matters. So, thanks for tuning into this quick episode, Unedited Truth Talk. If this episode encouraged you or inspired you, I would love for you to leave a review. Now, if you leave a review, come find me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. Send me a DM of the picture, and I have a free gift for you. So until next week, I'll talk to you soon.